the Sicha of Rabbi Katz, building a Mishkan, creating a mensch.
Weeks we've been discussing the period of Shevim, and I'm sure that we grew from it during the Tkufa. The question is, so now that we're finished laying Parshas Mishpatim, so where do we go from here? What's the next step? We had Siyata Deshmaya, growth, we worked on ourselves, we came to learn about Matan Torah, we spoke about it, what we have to grow from it, what we have to gain from it. Okay, so now what? And I think that the answer is Pashat, that just because we finished the project, we can call it the Tkufa of Shevim, doesn't mean that there's nowhere to go. And the Torah also, I think, continues to give us direction. Could we won't have special Siyata Deshmaya, but the lessons are still there to learn. Now we're learning about the Parshas of the Mishkan. So, what do we have to learn from the Parshas of the Mishkan? It's very interesting. The Ramban says that what's the Yisod of the Mishkan? He says, the Yisod of the Mishkan is Sheyir HaKovet HaSher Shochen Al HaSinai Shochen Olav Benister. That Hashos HaShchina, the Kovet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we saw, which we experienced on Har Sinai, that's something which now we could experience also through the Mishkan. Not in the same open way, Benister, Betzina, but the same type of experience that we had in our Sinai, we can continue having with the Mishkan amongst us. So, I just wanted to discuss, what does this mean? What is it supposed to do for us? What does it mean that the experience of our Sinai continued? What, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't talking to them. So, true, he talked to them once in a while. It seems that there's something about the fact that there was a Mishkan amongst them, something about the Tzur of Klal Yisrael. That's what I want to discuss. Another thing the Ramban says. The Ramban says in his Akdama, what I just said the Ramban is in the Akdama to Parshas Truma. The Ramban says in the Akdama to Parshas to Chumash Shmais, he gives an overview of Chumash Shmais, and he says that the Yidden went into Mitzrayim, they came out of Mitzrayim, they went through the Midbar, they were Makabel the Torah. He says, and then the Chumash Shmais ends with the Binyan HaMishkan, because that's when Klal Yisrael finally got back to the level of the Avos. That the Avos, in their tents, they had Eloika Ala Olayim, they had Hashos HaShchina in their homes, in their tents. And now Klal Yisrael, when they got the Mishkan, they came back to that level of having Hashos HaShchina amongst them. That was the epitome of the level of Klal Yisrael, and that's how Chumash Shmos ends, because that's the epitome of what happened to Klal Yisrael. So I wanted to discuss this. What exactly is it that we're supposed to get? What is it that we saw in Har Sinai that we're bringing down to earth, so to speak, in the Mishkan? And I think that the first thing to discuss is, the first lesson is, there are a bunch of lessons, but the first general thing to discuss is, what happened on Har Sinai? We spoke about this last week. Har Sinai wasn't just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and spoke to Klal Yisrael, we got the Aseres HaDibros, we got the Torah, and that was it. Har Sinai was a matzav, it was a situation which Klal Yisrael stood, what was happening on Har Sinai? Klal Yisrael stood around Har Sinai, focused and centered on what was going on Har Sinai. And it's not b'mikra that when we built the Mishkan also was something that we built in the middle of the Klal Yisrael, right? We all know that there were the Golem, that the Golem were around the Mishkan. When the Yidden traveled around the Orem, around the Klal Mishkan, because it wasn't just, Har Sinai wasn't just the experience of hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. It was the experience of setting up a nation. What's the Tzura of Klal Yisrael? The Tzura of Klal Yisrael is a nation which is centered around Har Sinai, which is focused on Har Sinai, which is focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. And that's the first lesson that Klal Yisrael took as a nation, is what's the Tzura of the nation? The Tzura of the nation is focused around Torah, Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when they came down and they built the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, you're going to build the Mishkan and you're going to continue to live in that Tzura. You're going to continue to live focused around Mishkan, Torah, Mitzvahs, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. And I think it's something, just that alone is a lesson for life, because as we get older, we have families, children, we're not in yeshiva anymore, we're out in the neighborhood living, and what's the Tzura of Yid's life? Where's the center? Where's the focus? Well, it depends where we put it. And we have to remember that Tzura. We have to remember what was in the Mishkan. The Tzura was, we are focused around the Mishkan. Life has to focus around Torah, Mitzvahs, the Shul, the Beis Medrash. But, like the Ramban says, they got back to the Darga of the House of the Ovis, because in the House of the Ovis, it was before they had a Mishkan, before they had Har Sinai. The Ovis managed to make in their own homes that they had that Tzura. Everything was focused around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, Mitzvahs, Chesed. That was the Tzura of the home. The Tzura of the home was with a focus, with a center. That's the Tzura of the life of a Yid. That's the way it's supposed to be when a Yid moves further on in life. That's the Tzura of his life, with a focus, with a center. I heard once a verse from a Rav. Interesting, I was thinking about it. Rav once said, he said, what's the difference between a shul and a shtibel? He said, the difference is, says, a shtibel is a place where you go to daven. He said, a shul is a place that serves the community. That was his taich. If you want to be a shul has to serve the community. Shtibel, you go to daven. He was taka Rav who taka served the community. I was thinking about the verse, just using it the other way. Now, we, as shul goers, and people who go to the Beis Medrash and go to the shul, you have two kinds of people who go to the Beis Medrash and go to the shul. You can go and make it part of your lives. That's the center of your lives. It's part of the function of life. We go, we daven, we sit there, we learn, we go on Shabbos afternoon, whatever it may be. Or you could be just someone who, you know, you pop in, you steeple up for a month, you know, you go for a minyan, you go for this, you go for that. It's a different type of life. Life has to have a center, it has to have a focus. And that's the first thing we have to know. And it's not only something which is nageh when we're older and we have families, it's nageh for Ben Asmanim as well. When we're not in yeshiva and we don't have the tzura of yeshiva life. So, same thing. What are we doing? Where are we centered? Where are we focused? You have to remember that. The center and the focus has to be the shul, davening, the Beis Medrash, learning. The focus doesn't change, the center doesn't change, because the tzura of the life of the Yid doesn't change. That's the tzura of the life of the Yid. The truth is that we don't have to talk about it only in terms of Bein HaZman, and we could talk about it during the Zman as well. It could be that a Bach could be in yeshiva and he could be here and the focus is elsewhere, it's outward. It's not here, it's not in the Beis Medrash, it's not in the Shir, it's not in the Davening. That's what we have to remember, it's something, it's a tzura. And this tzura is the tzura of a Yid. It's the tzura of a life of Torah, surrounded around Torah, focused on Torah, centered on Torah, mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tzura of the life of a Yid. And I think that's the first lesson that we could learn. There's a mitzvah, it's just, you know, has to do with this. You have a mitzvah, hey, machanecha kodesh. It's such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted our machaneh to look a certain way. Why? Where does it come from? It's because if a Yid understands that it's a machaneh that's around, that's connected with the Mishkan, it's not the Pshat. Yeah, there's a Mishkan over there. What does it have to do with me? Nothing. Some people could look at it that way. Right? It's there. I'm here. No. There's a machaneh. Machaneh means we're surrounded the Mishkan. We have shaykhus to it. And that's the way we build our relationship. So someone who understands that he has to act a certain way, he has to behave a certain way, because he's part of this machne, he's part of this focus, part of what Klal Yisrael is doing. He can't just build the Mishkan, give the things, then okay, it's there, have a nice day. No. There's a machne and I'm part of it, and I'm connected, and I'm focused, and it makes me act a certain way because I have to behave in accordance with that I'm part of this machna, part of this Klal Yisrael. That's just one pratis to mitzvah. But now I want to talk about something else, more in detail. Last week we learned Parshas Mishpatim. It's very interesting. That was the end of Shevin. After Matan Torah, we spoke about Matan Torah, Parshas Yisrael, and then we come to Parshas Mishpatim. It's like sort of a, I would call, anticlimactic. Why? We came on Har Sinai, and we had Matan Torah, Kolos of Rakim. They saw the Shechinah. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up all the Rukim. They saw Einod Milvadai. Incredible experience, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says later on in Dvarim, he says there was never such a thing that a nation even claimed to have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak to them and they would live. It was something that was a one-time thing, never to be had, never to be claimed again. Incredible experience. Okay, so where do you go from there? When you have such an experience, so where, what do we do next? So you would think, you know, you sit down, you start learning Zohar, Kisvei Arizal, something like that. You know, you're heavy stuff, right? Deep things. What's the next parasha in the Torah? Mishpatim. Kisikna Eved Ivri. Sheishanim Tavoid. What kind of mitzvahs? Nezikin. What's the pshat? The pshat is Pasha. The pshat is because, again, that's the real tzura of the life of a Yid. The real tzura of the life of a Yid is in these mitzvahs, the Pashta mitzvahs of Beinam L'Chaveri, how you treat your fellow Yid. How you treat an Eved. We don't have Avodim nowadays, but we learned the Sugis in Kedushin. How you treat an Eved. That if you have one pillow in the house, you give it to your Eved. How do you treat a Seine? If you have a Seine and you find something and he's struggling on the street with his behemoth trying to load up, you have to help him, even though he's a Seine. Right? The Targum says on the Pasuk over there, Azav Tazav. He says, Azav Tazav means leave your sinner behind. Help him. Be careful with other people's money. Not to be a mazik. Adam ha-mazik. Bar. Eish. This is the tzurviyah. This is the real Torah. This is what, after we had Maimon Har Sinai, this is what our Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us, because this is what it's about to be a Yid. How to treat an almona. How to treat a ger, someone who's unfortunate. To have feelings for them. This is the part. This is the tzur of a Yid. And again, it's an important lesson just to understand. You know, talk about Shevivim, Matan Torah. Okay, so now what? We spoke about this also. The Tikkun Amidus, the perfection of the Shlemus of the person himself. And you see, that's taka what the Torah speaks about. That's what the Parashat Mishpatim is about. Being sensitive to other people, including other people in your Metzius. It's an important thing. That's one. But I really want to speak about another nekuda, which is the same nekuda, just in a deeper way. And that is that in the Mishkan, when Hashem says Moshe Rabbeinu, told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, so what does he say? He says, take the trumas from Klal Yisrael and build the Mishkan. Okay, so they took gold, silver, all kinds of magnificent things, and they built a magnificent structure. Question. What made, it says, V'shachanti b'seicham, HaKadosh Baruch will now rest within the Mishkan. What brought down HaKadosh Baruch to this Mishkan? What was it? It was the fancy structure, the fact that it was a beautiful building. Is that what does it? Is that what brings the Shechinah down? And if we're talking about it, we're talking about setting up Klal Yisrael, making it Tzur, and having at the center the Mishkan that they had then. And now we want to make that the center of our life is the shul, the base medrash, whatever it may be. But what made the Mishkan? Let's think about it. What made the Shechinah come down to the Mishkan? It's because it was a fancy building. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes fancy buildings. Make a nice fancy building and I'll come down. Of course, we know that that's not the case, right? That can't be. So what, yes? You find interesting things. When Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them to collect for the Mishkan, he says, Vayiku li truma. Li, Chazal say, l'shmi. The Shema, you have to give it for the purposes of building a Mishkan. It's interesting. We have the Shema by Karbonis and this, by Avod Hashem, we have the Shema. Because that was what made the Mishkan into the Mishkan was, into what it was. It says also, when they looked for workers, it says, Kol Asher Yidvenu Libay. People came and they came with Nedivus Lev. They came volunteer out of the goodness of their heart to help to work in Mishkan. Understand? Get an Arab Kaplan. We all know how it's done. We see, you get an Arab Kaplan. You tell them to hire some Arab workers and you knock together a Mishkan. We need Nedivus Lev. We need the people to come to work together. Because it wasn't the building that brought the Shekhinah. It was the Lishma of the Trumas. It was the Nedivus slave of Klal Yisrael. That's what brought the Shekhinah down to the Mishkan. The Gaon says this. The Gaon says that what makes the Shekhinah come to get to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, because that's where the hearts of Klal Yisrael came together. The fact that we were all focused and centered on building this, that's what made that the Mishkan was what it was. It was the hearts of Klal Yisrael that made the Mishkan into the Mishkan. This is something we have to know. Because when we're trying to set up the tzur of our lives and we're trying to set up our focus, so we can't just, you know, it's not a chitzoni thing. When we set up our homes, you can't just say, yeah, we'll put a nice mezuzah, we'll get a civil menorah, nice sperm on the shelf, you know. That's not what makes it happen. It's in the heart. That's what makes it happen. It's the lishma. It's the Nedivus HaLev. This mid of Nedivus HaLev also, just to speak about for a second. The mid of Nedivus HaLev is an incredible mid. Now we're talking about in terms of giving to the Beis HaMikdash and giving a little money, but it's much more than that. It's not just the fact that I'm willing to take a little money out of my pocket and give it to someone. Nedivus HaLev means that I'm willing to give of my heart. I'm willing to surrender myself to a cause. Rabbeinu Tam says a hafadika thing, Sefer HaYosha. He says, Rav midas tevas tluyim benedivus halev. What does it mean? It means because nedivus halev is a way of looking at the world. It's, I'm willing to do, I'm willing to give. I'm not just looking to take and to look after myself. I'm willing to give, to be part of something, to be part of a cause, to believe in something. That's what nedivus halev was. It was that nedivus halev that built the Mishkan. It was that nedivus halev that made that the Shekhinah came down. This is what we have to know, is that if we want to build our lives in this way too, if we want to build a Mishkan the way Klal Yisrael did, we want to make that we have the right focus, it could only be done with these midas, with Lishma, with Nedivus HaLev, the willingness to give. Sometimes it's not so good for myself, it's not exactly what I wanted. It's like that in yeshiva too, that in order to build the yeshiva, it only is with Nedivus HaLev. If someone's only looking to take what he can get out of it, then he might get something, but he will not have contributed to the building of the yeshiva. He won't have established this Mishkan, because that what makes it into a Mishkan. That's what makes the Shekhinah come down, because the Shekhinah comes down for our lev. That's what we needed in the Mishkan. That's step one. But I want to say another step also, and that is, we all know, it's very interesting. The Zohar says, it's famous, Arabeim always talk about it, that the Zohar says that a person has to make himself, the Lashon Zohar is, he says that a person has to be misakin his guf like the tikkuni ha-mishkan. Means that a person has to make himself into a mishkan. We think again, the mishkan is that building over there, so until now I was talking about it, it's not just that building, it's my relationship to it, my being focused on it. The Zohar goes a step further. He says, you have to make yourself into a Mishkan. Good question. Where does it come from? How does it relate to the Pashto Pshat? I was thinking about it. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, he says to Kassel, build a Mishkan. And he told them, Kesef, Zov, Nechoshes, you can build a building, I'm going to put it over there. Good. Now the Zohar comes along, the Zohar says, okay, so what? We can understand the pnimius is that you have to be building yourselves, making yourself into a Mishkan. Okay? Beautiful. How does it relate to what's going on in the Torah, to the Chitzenis, to the Pshat? And I think it's Pasha. The Pasuk says, Va'osuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Everyone knows the Alshul says, what does it mean? The Alshul is the one who's Madvishet, it's Pasha to Pshat in the Pasuk. It says, make a mikdash, and through this mikdash, I will be shachen in you. Not just did it take the lave to bring down the Shekhinah to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Shekhinah came to. The Shekhinah came to every individual as an individual. How? Through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Mishkan, but the Shekhinah was coming to them. So the Zohar says a pashta thing. If you see that the Torah, when it wants you to make a Mishkan, is saying that the Mishkan has to be this magnificent thing with all the details, how many threads in each beged and zav, kesef, spun around, eight chutim, wound, intertwined, very, very intricate. Because if you want to make a place for the Shekhinah, it has to be a roi mechubad place. So the Zohar says, if the Shekhinah is coming down to you, and to your heart, and to your metzias, then you have to be just as magnificent as that Mishkan. You can't just build a Mishkan over there, it's not enough. You have to build the Mishkan, and you have to build it with your heart, but what you also have to do is you have to be making sure that you're working on your heart as well. You have to make sure that your heart and your guf is a place that the Shekhinah could come down and be shayra. It's not something which is divorced from what it says in the Pshat. The Zohar is just explaining what's really going on. That's always what it's coming to do. It's coming to explain the pnimius of what's really going on. What's really going on is that as you build that, and as you're making something, you have to think to yourself, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to build this, and I'm supposed to see something. And the Rishonim speak about it. Rabbeinu Yonah HaTorah speaks about it, that he says that there's a dugma of a person in the Mishkan. He says there's the Kodesh Kedoshim, the chatzer, he says, it's the brain of a person, the heart of a person, the other organs of a person. We shouldn't even speak about it. How there was something there in the tzur of the Mishkan. I'm not even getting into the details, that I have to see what I have to see over there to take for the lessons for myself. Just the first point. We need to take a lesson for ourselves. We need to learn something. We need to understand that there's something that we have to be doing to ourselves. Rishon Shlomo Hirsch speaks about it. One example that he says. He says that in the Mishkan you find a lot of metals, precious metals. He says, what's miuchad about a metal? He says, what's miuchad about a metal is that it's something that's pliable, shapeable. You can make it into a shape that you want. And once you banged it into that shape, it keeps its shape very strong. He says, that's the way Yid is supposed to be. Yid is something that he's pliable, he's fixable. You can make him into the tzura that you need. That's what we need to do by ourselves. And once we're that tzura, we got to keep stark. Again, interesting lesson. The Maral speaks about it. He says, the Aron was made out of Zav. He says, if the Aron, right, we all know, there were three Aronis, right? There was an Aron Shel Eitz, and it was covered on the inside with Zav and the outside with Zav. So he asks, so what do you need the wood for? Just make it out of gold. If you see the gold from the inside, you see the gold from the outside, so make it into gold. No. He says, we want living things. We want wood, because wood lived and wood grew. We want living, growing people. It should be nice. It should be Zav, it should be shiny, it should be nice. But we want growing, living. Just giving examples of different things that we learn. But the main thing we have to learn is that when we read these parshas, it's not just about building something there. Building a shul, building a house, building a yeshiva, whatever it may be. That's not where it's at. We gotta be building something here. That's what we gotta do. We got to realize the Torah is talking to us and telling us that you got to be building inside. You have to be working on the midas, the nedivas halev, the lishma, how we treat other people. Again, so many lessons to learn, so much to talk about. But first, the main point is that we have to realize that the Torah is talking to us and telling us to build, to grow, to be. And that's the next step. That's after we come down from our Sinai, that's where we go from Shaiva. Now we're ready to do what we need to do. We're ready to build, to grow, to form, and we're ready to make ourselves into that Mishkan. So that just like when Moshe Rabbeinu finished, right, it says, Vayimol Chver Hashem Sa Mishkan, right? He did it, and he did it right, and because of that, the Shekhinah came down and was shared on the Mishkan. And that's what we should be zeichet to as well. That if we do our job right, and we build the way we need to build, and we fix and we make a beautiful Mishkan the way we need to, then we should be zeichet also that it should be Malik Kvar Hashem's Mishkan, and everyone should be zeichet to that Ashraas HaShchina. Okay.